Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. The Friends of Sears Island is offering a free We Forest Folk family program on the island this week. Outreach coordinator Ashley McGuire will lead children on a scavenger hunt to find small gnome and fairy figurines, which they will then use to build fairy houses and gnome homes out of natural materials in the woods. Ashley was unable to join us today to let you know about this herself, but in the program description, she writes, quote, "There will be ample opportunity for kids to use their imaginations and explore nature as they create a tiny habitat for their figurine. Several gnome and fairy-themed stories will be shared during the program, and if time allows, children will be able to build small rafts for their gnome or fairy to see if they can float in the ocean. Families attending the event will be given one of Friends of Sears Island summer activity kits with materials to be used during the program, including a small figurine and a field guide to gnomes and fairies, among other supplies. The program and the activity kits are free, although donations will be accepted to support Friends of Sears Island. The program is intended for kids ages 5 to 12 with an accompanying adult, and this is all taking place on Wednesday this week, July 31st from 2 to 3:30 p.m. So that's tomorrow. For more information and to register, email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. They will have some activity kits available for kids who are unable to participate in the program on the island on Wednesday. So again, that's outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. If you're finding that simply climbing a mountain is not challenging enough for you, as we head into August, there will still be a handful of opportunities to participate in a Save Our Summits hike at Acadia National Park. The park invites hikers to carry soil to the summits of the Penobscot and Sargent Mountains to help with summit restoration efforts. The hikes take place every Wednesday through September 4th from 8:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., weather permitting. For more information and to register, go to friendsofacadia.org/soilhero, and you will have earned that name. Another opportunity that ends when summer does is a chance to take a public campus tour of Haystack Mountain School of Crafts. Organizers say that the majority of the tour takes place outdoors, and participants will need to navigate uneven terrain and many stairs. Out of respect for workshop participants, the public campus tours do not enter the studios or other buildings. The tours are on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. through August at Haystack Mountain School of Crafts on Deer Isle. For more information and to pre-register, go to haystack-mtn.org. And 100 years ago today, on July 30th, 1924, newspapers in Maine carried headlines about riots in Massachusetts that had broken out overnight as protesters clashed with KKK members. It was estimated that about 200 to 300 Klansmen were met in Lancaster, Massachusetts by about 500 people who opposed the Klan, while the Klan was planning to meet in a field there. Newspapers reported that the police were overwhelmed and scores of people were injured, some severely. At the same time, a smaller anti-Klan protest was happening in Spencer, Massachusetts, where cars leaving a KKK rally were pelted with rocks. In other Page One news in Maine that day, the Klan-favored candidate Ralph Owen Brewster appeared to be winning the Republican primary after a long, contentious recount process. He would go on to become our 54th governor. From the Digital Commons at the University of Maine, quote, "In 1924, Ralph Owen Brewster was elected governor of Maine despite a widely held conviction that he was the candidate of the Ku Klux Klan. This hotly contested election provides insight into the Klan's role in Maine and its ability to profit from popular ambivalence towards Catholics and French-speaking Mainers," close quote. Of course, those were the immigrants of the day. What's happening in your town? You can reach me at news@weru.org. Be sure to also put your events on our community calendar by going to weru.org, click on calendar, and fill out the form. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.